If things are not working out for you and you're not getting the opportunities that you know you deserve, then you've probably got a brand problem. Race drivers, welcome to the Race Driver Coach Show, talking about brand. Now, when it comes to your career, and this is the same for a company as it is for an athlete, as it is for a race driver, then brand is huge. It's one of the most important things that you can invest time in. It's what you spend years building up. And if your brand is not really tantalizing to others in the industry, it's not really what they want, they don't really see you as being valuable, they've just got that perception of you, then it's going to be hard for you to make gains. Now, just to explain brand a little bit better, when you see this logo, Nike, immediately you know what it stands for. It stands for quite a high-end quality product, right? And it attaches itself to the kind of athletes like Michael Jordan that give it the respect that it has in the industry and it has in society, because they sponsor the right events, they attach themselves to the right things, and it gives them a rep, it gives them an image, and they trade off that. So we see Nike and we're like, oh, that's pretty good quality. Boom, it's just there immediately. And speaking of Michael Jordan, he's got a brand that is all based on hard work, on winning, on success, on a code for how to operate as a peak athlete, how to be the best in the world. So you see the Jordan sign, or you just see his face, and you know what that means. Straight away, you get an emotion, you tag him, you put him in a box, and you know what he stands for. And then we can look at all sorts of things. You know, look at all the different sports brands, as I put them on the screen now, and you look at them, you've got the Adidas, you've got New Balance and things like this. And as you look at each logo, you can kind of get a sense for their brand and what they stand for. If it makes you cooler, if you're wearing their products, you know, how you feel if you buy something or someone buys you something from these different companies. That's brand. But also, it's not just sport, as you know. You think of a Bentley. Immediately, you see a Bentley car, you see the sign, you think prestige, you think luxury, you think expensive. And it's the same for restaurants. If you compare a Gordon Ramsay restaurant, just in the mind, just thinking about one, Gordon Ramsay, and compare it to like a Jamie Oliver, straight away, you get a different feeling of brand. You know, if you're going to go to Gordon Ramsay, who's, I think he's collected like 17 Michelin stars with his restaurants, obviously, that then if you go in there, you know to take a bit more money and you know you better dress a bit well, or you know what to expect, the food's going to be amazing. Where you go to other restaurants, even like a Wagamama's, you just see the sign, you know what to expect there. Pretty cheap or affordable, in, out, like Nando's, and you put it in that box, you know where it belongs. So that's all brand, it's just reputation. Now, as a race driver and anyone who's trying to make a career, this is huge. Because the way that people perceive you is pretty much going to determine whether you do get the opportunities or not. Whether they do call you up and say, we've got a drive, or offer you sponsorship, they want to attach their product because they're after brand as well. If a company wants to attach their product to you because your social media is through the roof, you've got the right image, it fits with their demographic, it fits with their image, they want to associate with you. So brand is nothing more than reputation. So when you think now, you're looking in the paddock at the race weekends, or you're looking in your industry as a company, what do you think your reputation is to everybody else as they look at you? It's not how you think about yourself, because you know that you've got what it takes. It's already there. It's how people from the outside will see you. And we hardly ever ask ourselves to do this. We're hardly ever self-aware enough to look at our weaknesses and really see if we have the chance of making it and going it all the way. We ignore that. We just think it because we desire, we want it so much, that's enough. So self-awareness is one thing, but then you got to go a bit broader. Like, how are other people perceiving me? How are they seeing me? What's all these little information nuggets I'm putting out there that's giving them the evidence to come up with the verdicts of what they feel and how they see me? And I think that if a driver is not progressing very well, and you know they've got the cash, they have got the money, or they've got some kind of resource that does actually get them in the car, but yet they're still not getting the opportunities or the breaks from the big teams or the manufacturers or the F1 junior programs, people are not signing them up. It means that they're seeing you in a way that they come to the verdict that, no, you're not worth it. It doesn't make you any less of a person. It's just the way you're viewed from the outside. And I want to repeat it, your brand might not be your truth. The way people that do see you might not be the truth. You may have way more potential than what they've seen. Maybe you've been racing for teams that are just not capable of winning, but then it makes you look bad. It makes you look worse than you actually are. You've got the skills for whatever it is you want. It's not the truth, but it's how it looks from the outside. But what I must say is that it's your responsibility to grow your brand, to create the brand that you need. It may not be great right now, but on a weekly basis, this is going to be a short video, so I'm going straight into the actions you can take. On a weekly basis, I want you to set goals that are related to your brand, that are related to how people perceive you, what box they put you in. And if it needs to be improved, you better get working on it. What can you do this week? Whether it's something on social media, you could create a new brochure, you could redesign your website, you can improve your professionalism when you're at the tracks. And if you want to show that you're committed, then you call your race team up every single week just to say, you know, what's new? Can I come in? Can I do some more sim work? Because you're trying to leave a brand there, a reputation there in the team that you're working hard. Because then they'll work hard. And they'll tell everybody else in the industry how hard you work. That's important. You've got to introduce yourself to the world and say, this is what I stand for. This is me. This is what I'm all about. And you're happy with that brand, with that kind of reputation, and it gives you something to sell. But really what I'm saying is you've got a peacock. You've got to stand out, and you've got to stand out for the right reasons.